USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump is asking Congress for an amended COVID relief bill with more money for direct payments. In a statement on social media, the president called the bill a disgrace, saying it has nothing to do with COVID, and he wants a version that increases those direct payments.
Congress found plenty of money for foreign countries, lobbyists, and special interests while sending the bare minimum to the American people who need it. It wasn't their fault. It was China's fault, not their fault. I am asking Congress to amend this bill and increase the ridiculously low $600 to $2,000 or $4,000 for a couple. I'm also asking Congress to immediately get rid of the wasteful and unnecessary items from this legislation.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio offer square. Use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
Senator Lindsey Graham is renewing his calls for a special counsel to investigate the overseas dealings of Hunter Biden, a day after outgoing Attorney General William Barr declined to name one. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News Hunter's actions may have hurt American foreign policy.
I want somebody to look at all the overseas activity of Hunter Biden, see if it's compromised the foreign policy of President Biden if he gets to be president, and the guy in Delaware doesn't have that mandate, so I respectfully disagree. If it were up to me, I would take the U.S. attorney in Delaware and give him the entire Hunter Biden portfolio so he could look at everything Hunter Biden did throughout the world, which is pretty massive industrial size influence peddling. I think we need a special counsel because I worry that what Hunter Biden did may have compromised our ability to effectively wage foreign policy.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years, folks. It's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
President Trump is finding support for his rejection of the funding bill passed Monday night by both houses of Congress. Representative Chip Roy is one of a number of House members who sent a letter to the president asking him to veto what he's called a bloated bill. The Texas Republican tells Newsmax TV that the leadership of both parties tried to force through a measure that would continue to let the country's debt skyrocket.
We knew full well what the leadership in both parties in both houses would do to the American people, which is stick it to them. With more debt, more spending, more waste, more dollars heading overseas, more endless wars, more open borders, more socialized medicine, more education funding that corrupts the mind of our children that hate America, all being funded through the great big omnibus spending bill tied to COVID relief because they thought they could trick the American people, jam it through, and the American people wouldn't know what's going on. But you know what? We're on to them. And we've been shining the light on this mess, and today the president, I think, shined an even bigger light on it, and I hope that we'll go back to Washington and start over.
For the fourth time in the last 2 years, Israelis will return to the polls after its national unity government was forced to dissolve. The country's parliament failed to reach a deal on a budget by a Tuesday deadline and was automatically dissolved by law. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who has been in a power-sharing agreement with his chief rival since April, blamed the opposition parties for the budget deal falling apart. Israelis will now go back to the polls on March 23rd to elect a new government. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.